Just up the road from where I buy my homegrown eggs, being too lazy to raise chickens anymore, there's a sign that says, Uraganda. I suspect it's Hindu, roughly translated, means dead end. You wouldn't know it was there, except there's a constant stream of traffic in and out, and it is the last place on the dirt, dead end road. I figured at first just another house going up, tradesmen going in, but I was wrong. It is, in actuality, a commune. More factually, it's a chain commune. They have franchises down near Seattle and Gomorrah, but rumor on the dirt street is that they're hoping to feed the flock with what they grow up here on the south end. Their neighbor, a goat herder and cheesemaker, met them and offered her expertise, but they retreated back into the nettles for now, no doubt googling info on Nubians and Alpines and hybrid goats with milk yields in gallons, not quarts. Today's communes, I'm fairly certain, aren't consulting Whole Earth Catalog or Mother Earth News for hippie bargains or tips on how to build a greenhouse out of discarded shower curtains from the local thrift stores. I don't know one small thing about them to pass on as juicy gossip. They haven't taken over the county government like the Bhagwan down in Antelope, Oregon back in the 80s. They don't patrol the perimeter with armed paranoid zombie members. They don't poke their heads up much at all. Seems to me they came to the exact right place for the exact same reasons as the rest of us refugees from corporate America. They just like to flock up more than us, apparently. I say welcome to the party, and good luck to you folks, no matter what flavor Kool-Aid you prefer. Life's a winding road, and I guess we've all looked for a good road map or an intuitive GPS to help us navigate the shifting terrains and the dirt road potholes. Like us, you've found a detour. Hopefully, the South End will prove more a destination than a wayside, but remember, there's always another path if this one proves too difficult. Worst case, you can do like a lot of us who arrived with star charts in our heads and dreams of spirits guiding us. You can always become an artist. And if that doesn't work out, Wendy Rear has plenty of room for another real estate agent.